So welcome to this week's edition of True Crime Would You Rather. And you know, it's always tough putting these together. I always have to rack my brains. But I've been thinking, you know, it seems like I can only go so far with in terms of incorporating well-known serial killers and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm just going with like general scenarios involving crimes or torture or horrible shit. So it doesn't have to absolutely involve true crime, though ultimately, right. I mean, we do come across a lot of these events in true crime, because if you're willing to murder 10 people, you'll pretty much do anything horrible.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like there's, you know, there's a little bit of Ed Gein in every serial killer. And yeah. I've gone through some pretty fucked up material on this podcast. So
you don't say. Yeah. But that's why we love submissions, even if it's like, you know, if you guys, I really love some of the submissions. So I blasted it actually on my personal Facebook page and got a last minute one that I added. So definitely don't hesitate to comment or message or email Morgan or me. You know, we'll shout you out, give you some cred, some street cred.
That's right. All right, so I'll go first. So my first one is, would you rather get stabbed and have a rat placed in the wound so it can eat you away from the inside,
or
get stabbed and left for dead in the woods, but you're still alive, but maggots eat you away until you die? So which one would you prefer?
Okay, Morgan, seriously, why are you way fucking better at this than me?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's partly influenced by the torture episode. I remember there was some medieval torture where they cut you open and put a fucking rat inside you, and the rat.
Well, no, it was actually, I know exactly what you're talking about. They put a cage onto your stomach and then they light the cage on fire underneath. Yeah, yeah. And then the rats actually try to escape and they burrow into your body because they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like they're the
I think that happened in Game of Thrones.
The rat's trying to escape, and it's escaping into you, and then you're the one who's tortured. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm gonna have to go with maggots because it's less probably painful.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you've been stabbed, so that would hurt, but ultimately you could get infected. But the one silver lining, though, is that maggots actually can perform kind of a medical service. I know there are medical researchers and doctors who use maggots for medical reasons. Like if there are certain viruses or an infection, mm-hmm. you can put them in a certain area and they'll eat it. They'll eat away at it.
So yeah, like leeches. They use leeches too, right?
Leeches do it as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe someone could find you that way, so you do have a chance of survival. Whereas
it's more slow, so you have more of a better chance of surviving than you would a rat. I've had pet rats, but not
the rat anything. Could get to your lungs or your heart or something like that, or some other organ that's gonna, you know, once they eat it, it's just you're fucked. Whereas with the maggots, someone could find you, and maybe you've probably lost a leg or two by then,
But also rats are more diseased. So you have that also.
Yeah, that's true. Like even if someone rescued you, you could catch something from the rat. So I don't know if they get rabies, but they must, I guess. I think they're.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I mean, I'm not talking about one of those like New York fucking beaver sized rats.
No. My sister once had, we had pet rats, and she had this really cute white one with the red eyes. And guess what we named him?
What?
Plague.
Plague. Well, that's cute.
Yeah. Is that the greatest name for a rat in the world?
So even from a young age, you were kind of twisted with it.
You know, of course.
Is it true? I think it's, I don't know if it's an urban legend, but sometimes rats will like climb out of a toilet because they do go into plumbing drains.
I've never experienced that, and I hope never to God do that, although I would take a rat crawling out of a toilet than a frog, because that would end my life.
A frog? The frog?
I am absolutely terrified of frogs.
They don't
And
hurt.
I had an experience with a giant one this past week, and I made my sons. I screamed like a little bitch, and I ran inside, and I was shaking. I was so upset. And I made them go outside and get it off the porch because it was disgusting and large and slimy and looking right at me, and I was not okay with it.
So how big, like, what would you compare it to? Like, in terms of like a rabbit or?
No, it was, I mean, it was like two and a half to 3 inches, but that's big for a frog. I don't like frogs, okay?
It wouldn't hurt you, but you're just don't like reptiles? Listen, is that what it is?
No, I love snakes. I love lizards. I love bearded dragons. I've had those. Iguanas, I've had those. I don't like frogs. They're jumpy. They're gross. They're slimy. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know. I'm terrified of them.
Actually, you know what's weird? The animal I hate the most is not, it's not a snake. It's not one of those or a bat or anything.
What is it? It's
pigs. Like, I mean, I do eat pork.
Really?
It's just, there's something about the snout that makes me uncomfortable.
They're so sweet, though. They're the sweetest animal.
I don't know, the snout and the sound of the snort, the, you know, the snorks, or what do you call it, the oinks.
Have you ever spent any time with an actual pig, though? Like, have you ever?
Well, I acknowledge that, like, the pigs that people keep as pets are different. The little potbelly pigs, they're not living in their own shit.
So, no, other pigs are equally as sweet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is the farmer's fault that the pigs are living in their own excrement. That you can't blame the pig. I mean, if that's the way you're going to raise them, it has no choice, right?
Well, they like being in mud because it cools them off.
Yeah, mud.
So
yeah.
So it's not necessarily their own shit they like being in. They just like being in the mud because it keeps them cool.
Yeah. So as far as my choice in that scenario we just mentioned. Yes. Yeah, I guess I'd go for the maggots. Yeah, because the rat, that's just going to, I think you're just pass out from fright and pain. That's just going to freak
out. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. We're, for the most part, me and you are kind of on the same. We've only had like one or two or three that we've disagreed on, oddly enough. All right. My first one is actually a fan submission from Bridget Zur. And it is, would you rather, this is actually a really good one, and I like the thought behind this. Would you rather have your death filmed and posted on the internet for the world to see, and the killer gets arrested and charged? Or would you rather fade into obscurity and your killer never gets brought to justice? So, like,
you know what? Either, I would take one for the true crime community and let my real death be on video, because you can go online and find real death on video. So I think that's interesting, and I think it would be, that would probably be valuable to people who work as like coroners, the people who clean up crime scenes, cops, FBI agents, because they do have to be inured to horrifying scenes. Like, do you know who Bud Dwyer is?
I don't.
He is this politician who was arrested for corruption, and in 1987 he called a press conference because he had just been sentenced. He was going to prison for a long time. So at first he handed out some documents, and then he puts up this paper bag and there was a handgun inside, and he shot himself, and you get to see a real suicide and look like, and they zoomed into his face, and you see,
oh, he did it on purpose.
Yeah, and there's a dead, like, you see the blank look on his face, but you see blood coming out of his nose, like with like fucking soup. It's really fucked up. And
yeah,
you can find the video. It's not on YouTube. They won't allow things like that. But if you look for it, Bud Dwyer, the last name spelled D-W-Y-E-R. But okay, if you want to see like a real suicide, yeah, that's him.
That's how morbid we are on this. I would also choose that, and the reason for those reasons as well. However, my first thought was, I don't want him to kill anybody else.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So also, if no one knows, then they can't bring him to justice. So
before we go on, Bridget Zur sent that to me, and I didn't use it the week she sent it to me. So I'm very sorry, Bridget, that I did that, but we used it now. So
yes, I got you, girl.
And please send more. That would be.
It
please, would
be, yes. Would you had a great one. I loved it.
And Amber John said she's a fountain of these things that she could go on all day. So, Amber, if you have more, send them
along. Bring it on. Bring it on.
So, the next one that I have is, would you rather be shot in the head with instant death or shot in the knee and left hundreds of miles away from the nearest hospital suffering some of the most excruciating pain imaginable? If you've ever injured your knee or banged it or something, that pain's excruciating. But they say getting shot in the knee is just horrifying. It's just you'll be crying. If you're a grown macho man, you'll be weeping like a little girl. They say it's that.
Well, I'm going with my absolute initial reaction, and it's being shot in the knee, because if I have a chance of survival, then I'm going to take it, because I am a lioness who will survive anything I can possibly survive. So if I have the chance to survive, even if it is painful, I'm going to go for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a long, long walk. That's going
to be. Well, I might drag, but, or maybe I can manufacture something. I can, listen, I'm resourceful, but if I have a chance of living, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I guess what, yeah.
Be honest.
I wish I was dead eventually, but, I don't know, I guess, eventually I suppose you'd find help, but yeah, I mean, hundreds of miles, that's going to be agony.
It's going to be agony.
Yeah, I think that if someone were to do that to you, they probably just want you to suffer.
Of course.
The person who wants to shoot you in the head, they just want to get rid of you. But this person has a vendetta, so they want you to be in pain. So, yeah, that's...
So imagine coming back from it, though, if you survived it.
Oh, man, yeah.
What I'm doing? I'm then going to shoot you in the knee.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to leave you out in the Everglades.
And it would probably take a long time, even after you get medical attention, it would probably take a long time to recover because your kneecap is something that doesn't heal very
well. Oh, we'll just cut it off and we'll get a prosthetic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you could do that. Yeah, people easier. Get a joint replacement or something. Well, you could probably find a way to walk maybe that would reduce the pain. Like, I don't know if maybe you'd have to straighten your leg instead of bending it. I don't know.
It could work. I can make it work. I've been through a lot, so not that, but listen, I'd make an attempt.
Yeah. Well, because the person who would shoot me, they would have been long gone, right? So they're just gonna.
Of course, and you know me, I don't give up on anything.
No, you don't. You're tenacious.
All right, my next one is another. Jamie Lynn is also gave us a couple good ones, and I appreciate that. It's a submission from her. So it's, would you rather have OJ or OJ Simpson or Scott Peterson as your significant other?
Now, Scott Peterson, could you remind me of that story?
So Scott Peterson was the, oh God, he was, I don't want to get him confused with, oh, I hate him. He was the murderer. He's now, he killed his pregnant wife, Lacey Peterson. He killed his pregnant wife and their unborn son because he was with somebody else. So hang on, I'm trying to get myself. First degree murder, Lacey Peterson. It was because he was trying to get out of the marriage. And he couldn't, so he ended up killing them.
Yeah, so he's the bigger asshole. OJ.
Everyone's gonna hate me because I don't know my facts off the edge, but I'm. It's off the cuff, people.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, not to excuse what OJ did, but I guess it was a crime of passion because she was cheating on him. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, that Ron Goldman guy was her boyfriend. And I think they had already separated before she started seeing him, and he was paying her like ridiculous sums of money in alimony.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just like, you know, yeah, a crime of passion. He went crazy, but maybe without those circumstances, he might not have done something like that. So maybe.
Okay, so also, hang on, Scott was the one who went on because his wife went missing, and he like did a whole press conference about his missing wife and was so sad about it, and just did all these press conferences. He was a horrible person. Okay, but yes.
Yeah, well, geez, O.J. Simpson, I guess, is like 5% less evil.
I'm going with O.J. as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I also believe it was a crime of passion. And just, I don't know, this sounds so stupid and hippie-ish, but I don't know, the vibe I get from O.J. is better than the vibe I get from Scott Peterson, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, Dave Chappelle did this stand-up special recently, and he mentioned the few times that he's met O.J. Simpson. And mm-hmm. he said the last time, so he was like backstage from a show and he was with some friends and O.J. came in. And after he left, he and his friends looked at each other and said, he did that shit. He said there was murder in the room. Like he just had this bad vibe from him. Like there's.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, wow. I haven't met him in person. So maybe I'd feel different if I met him in person.
Well, I remember Charlie Murphy saying he has a huge head. I don't know if there's a connection there between having a gigantic noggin and being homicidal, but...
Please, let's hope not, because my tiny son has we call him galaxy brains, because he has like a really big face.
Yeah, hopefully in his case, it just means he'll be really smart. And,
he's got a tiny face, though, so it's like big brains and a little face.
Okay. Well, he'll probably grow into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one is now... Say you're a serial killer. Just try to put yourself in those shoes.
Okay.
So you've snapped. Maybe something has driven you to it. People do. That does happen sometimes. So do you think would you rather kill for revenge or for money? Which one do you think you'd be more likely to do?
Revenge, 100%.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Yeah, I'd probably end up doing that too. Cause I fantasized about it, but also, yeah, or for like harming someone I loved. Whereas it seems like when you do it for money, you're more likely to get caught. It just seems like there's more snitches around or something.
Money's just material. I'm not really, it's never been a big, I mean, yes, we needed to live. I'm happy that I'm taking care of myself, but it's not something I would kill over. I would kill over revenge.
Well, supposedly a hitman gets paid something like $12,000 per murder, and it seems like that's not nearly enough. I mean, if you get caught, you're going to jail for 25 years. You're going to do that for 12 grand. I would want like...
Well, some people are professionals, man. Have you seen these movies?
I think movies are real. Yeah, I think I want like 500 grand. Yeah, in the movies, they seem to get paid more, but I don't know. I would want like... maybe 100 grand, 500 grand. I mean, if they're going to put me away for that long, then make it worthwhile monetarily.
Absolutely.
Because 12 grand, you can't even live on that for a year.
So. Nope. Sure can't.
No.
Nope. I can't even buy a damn new car with that.
Well, actually these days, I don't even think that'll last you 6 months. Really?
No kidding. Oh. Dead truth.
Right. So what's your next one?
Next one is one I thought up today, and I was pretty proud. Would you rather be forced to murder someone? So you're forced to murder someone, okay? Oh, by the way, I wanted to say at the beginning of this, and when we do these, so we allow each other one question. So if I say, would you rather, and you want like a little bit more of information on the suggested would you rather,
we allow
one question, like, you know, okay, what is the murder or what is this or what, just one. So anyway, all right, would you rather be forced to murder someone and it's either broadcast so everyone knows about it,
they know,
but you get, yep, everyone knows that you murdered somebody, but you get to live a lavish lifestyle for the rest of your life, or no one finds out about it, but you have to live in squalor.
Hmm. Well, I guess if everyone knows and I'm living a lavish lifestyle, so I guess maybe it's like some kind of like minimum security prison.
Well, no, you get out. Like you get, let's say you get away with it. Yeah, you get away with it.
Away with it, yeah.
But everyone knows that you did it. Kind of like OJ.
So like, that'd be like if Casey Anthony won the lottery, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's literally like OJ.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I could live with it. Just, you know, avoid social media and wear a disguise when I go out in public. I could probably make do. So incredibly, he actually created a Twitter account. He's like posting pictures of him playing golf. And I'm thinking, are you not aware of the kind of messages you're going to be getting from people all day long calling you a murderer and
yeah,
you evil and shit?
You actually just brought up. So I thought I had my answer 100% from the moment I wrote this question. But you just made me think that if I had that much money, I could actually just go like live in the woods somewhere like I've always wanted to do, away from any human being.
Well, maybe you could, yeah.
Well, if I had, yeah. if I had that much money to live a lavish lifestyle, I'm not saying where I have to live it. I could live it out in the middle of nowhere. So, because my initial reaction is I would live in squalor to have no one ever find out. Although, no, I'm still going with that. And here's why. I don't want to disappoint the people I love.
Oh yeah.
I would rather live in squalor and have no one find out about it.
Yeah. You have to be a role model. You're a parent.
Yep. I'm sticking with it.
I can be a shitty example for the complete lack of offspring that I have.
No, you have just, you know, it's like your reputation. I want to go down being the person that I exude to be, a good person, you know, a role model to my kids. So I'm going to stick with, I'll live in squalor. No one finds out.
Well, I don't know what putting this podcast together has done for my reputation. So,
hey, I think it's okay.
Well, if you like True Crime, yeah, it's great. But I mean, what would an outsider say? You know, what if you're a good Christian?
I don't think outsiders are listening, man. It's all good.
Well, if they find out that's what it's about, they're probably not going to think much of me, but I don't give a shit either way.
That's why, hey, I'm doing it.
Well, it's freedom of the press, right? I mean, it's absolutely. Like there were lots of people who were not even really into true crime who read Helter Skelter. So it's and every time someone drives past an accident scene, they want to see blood and gore. So everyone has a dark side. So
some people just aren't willing to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sick.
All right. So my next one, this is a tough one, I would say. Would you rather be burned alive in a house fire or thrown into a vat of hydrochloric acid? Either way, like you just have no way of escaping.
Jesus,
you're the guy.
Christ. Mother of God. Give me a moment on that one. God, those are really bad. I don't want to do either one. Oh, God. Okay, so what would be quicker? Fuck. I'm thinking maybe the acid would be quicker because it's very quick acting.
Yeah.
I worked in a laboratory when I was young and we had that kind of acid. We had to be very careful, like muriatic acid and all that. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Because it'll eat a hole right through anything. So I'm thinking acid because it'll be quicker.
If you were to stick a hand into that kind of acid, like to totally submerge it, how long would it take to melt?
I think seconds. I don't know but I'm going to go and confidently assume that you would be quicker dying in acid than you would in a fire.
Yeah, I'm thinking like I would choose the acid, and what I would do is that I don't know how it would come about, like if I'm in a room that's being flooded with acid or if I'm pushed into it. But I'm thinking if I'm going to be submerged or if I'm going to be tossed into it, I'll go head first and let it melt my head really fast. And that way I'm not conscious of the rest of the shit that goes on. Hopefully it happens that way, because if it's more of a thing where you're tied to a chair and the room is being slowly filled with acid and it's moving up your fucking legs. That
right.
Hell on earth. But so would the fire.
Yeah. So if we were able to make the decision on just jumping right in, then yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hydrochloric acid. You can reduce chance. I want to know how long.
while giving you enough leeway to say you have the choice of diving into it or having it, you know.
I would dive right in. I would hold my nose and just sink.
If there's any mercy at all in a house fire, it's that black smoke. Like, I don't know if, say you you actually went out of your way to inhale it. I don't know if it would kill you right away, or if you'd pass out, by the carbon monoxide. And if you did, that might also be a good way to go. The only thing is, maybe the flames would wake you up. So
I'm thinking muriatic acid might be. Hang on,
that's the most intense kind of acid.
They're both bad. Let's not go into the science of it. They're both bad. But yeah, I'm still going with acid. I don't want to be burned. That's one of my biggest fears.
Oh, yeah. And if you ever go near like an active volcano and you see like little pools of clear liquid, it's not water. It's acid and it's very corrosive.
Yeah.
Not that you should ever go near an active volcano, but anyway.
Oh, so muriatic acid is also known as hydrochloric acid. So they're one and the same. They're the
same thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they can damage lungs and eyes and possibly death, even if you're inhaling them. So if you're jumping into a vat of it, yes, you're going to freaking die.
Yep. So I'm wondering why it took so long for Jeffrey Dahmer's bodies to dissolve in the acid. Like, if you're going to put a whole torso in, would that take a long time?
I don't know. Do the torso guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have bones. Bones might take a little longer to dissolve, so.
No, I told Morgan, you guys, to do the torso killer. Well, yes.
If I can do a deep dive, then.
Do a deep dive. I'm going to find you some research so you can do a deep dive. Because I don't want to do it because I'm not yet prepared to do that. That's okay. Your job.
All right. So okay. What's your next entry there?
My next entry is actually, I posted on my own Facebook page for some recommendations. And Benoit, please forgive me if I just say your last name on Turgeon or Turgeon. Would you rather be forced to carve your eyes out with a spoon, and once it's done, you're free to go, or get abducted by a psychopath for a weekend and anything can happen to you, but you survive?
You know, I'd go with a psychopath because, there's
a lot about what they could do to you.
Well, they could do anything, that's for sure.
Rape, torture.
But you survive? You leave alive? Is that how it goes with a psychopath?
You survive both.
Yeah.
So you either have to carve your eyes out with a spoon, and once it's done, you're free to go. Or you have to do a weekend of being absolutely tortured by a psychopath. But you survive, but you don't know what's been done to you.
Well, I got to keep my eyes no matter what because, my work depends on it.
That's true.
So I guess hopefully I wouldn't be maimed by the psychopath, have body parts lopped off or anything like that.
Well, you're just trusting faith. I'm going with spoons and eyes.
But, if he comes up with really fucking egregious torture methods, like taking a power drill to my kneecaps.
That could happen.
Like, it's going to be hell on earth, but I mean, it's better than losing my eyesight. So,
okay.
You can have kneecaps replaced, but not eyes.
That's
true. Not yet. They are working on it, but.
I'm going to go with eyes.
Yeah. You're going to go with the eyes, really.
I am. Absolutely. I think that would psychologically F me up for the rest of my life.
Oh, well, either one of them is going to do that. Yeah. But to be a blind woman, isn't that a really risky proposition?
And I can handle it.
And you wouldn't be an unattractive blind woman.
At least I would be doing it to myself. I would rather do my own something that's happening to me than have somebody else be in charge of the torture that is happening to me. Because that's who I am. Like, I'm just a strong, in case you hadn't noticed, guys, I'm kind of a strong female vibe. So, no, I'll do it myself. I'll take my eyes out with a spoon. But I'm not having somebody torture me for a weekend, not knowing what's going to happen to me, for me to be psychologically more effed up than I already am. Because, no, I'll do it myself. And then I'll deal with the consequences. I'll be blind. Sorry.
All right, well, you better wear one of those like knives that you strap to your thigh
I already, I always have my
oh, yeah, that
pocket
one.
Knife on me. I always have my pocket knife on me. I'm a redneck.
And there was this thing, I don't know if you saw it, I posted to the Human Monsters group, but this person invented, it's kind of like a condom for women to wear in South Africa, and if a guy rapes the woman, mm-hmm. there are these like jagged things inside.
Barbs.
Damages the penis. Yeah, barbs.
Barbs, yeah.
Yeah, you could wear those. Yeah, that would work for you.
Yep.
That actually, they should issue those to guys in prison, actually. Stick it up his butt.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good one. So, yeah. Right, your turn.
I should start making them and selling them to commissaries.
Do it. Do it.
Anyway, so my next one is, would you rather be beaten by cops or in jail? So we've seen how bad some cops really get carried away with Oof. The nightstick or the stun gun. But in jail, they do really fucked up shit. Like actually, you mentioned the eyeballs. I read about a guy who took his thumbs and like popped a guy's eyeballs. There's a story I read where this guy was raped, right? And the person who did it took a broomstick, broke it in half, and raped the guy with a jagged end. It took eight surgeries to remove all the splinters, and he passed out from the pain. It was so.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I remember that story. I do.
I keep repeating myself. Yeah.
No, not at all. You didn't say it. I just remember the story. It wasn't you. I 100% would choose police officer just because, first of all, everyone's going to know about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can sue them.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, now, granted, they might pull some kind of stunt, like hitting you with phone books because it doesn't leave a bruise, but... you know, whatever. Still better than getting beaten up in jail by Big Bertha, you know.
There's no proof for that.
Exactly.
You know, they have, I don't know what kind of cameras they have in jails. I don't trust it. There's blood, you know, there's hidden spots where they can take you and, you know, all that stuff. But I'm definitely, I'm a freaking white female. So,
yeah.
I really can't put, I mean, if I were a black male, either case, it's horrible. But I think I'm still going with the cops because at least there's a chance that there are witnesses and there are people with cell phones and I can have somewhat of a case.
Yeah, that's true. Whereas like in jail, whatever happened to you would happen to you again. But it'd be worse tenfold because of, you know, the rule snitches get stitches.
I was going to say no one will tell because.
And in fact, not only would the person who did it to you might be motivated to do it again, but anybody who knows you as a snitch might do it anyway. So.
Yep, exactly. Yep. My next one is also from Jamie Lynn. And this is funny because we actually had this question about the Night Stalker and BTK, but it was a different question previously. I think I did it. But this one is, I'm going to have the same answer. Would you rather have the Night Stalker or BTK as your neighbor?
As my neighbor. Well, you know, actually, BTK was discreet enough that he didn't kill. Well, actually, no, I think he did kill a next door neighbor. But in I would be safe because he only killed one man. And it was only because the man was with his family at the time and he didn't want witnesses. Mm-hmm. So he would probably leave me alone, but he wouldn't leave you alone. He'd probably want to kill you.
I'm still taking BTK.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez, I don't know. I think he killed men, right? He was kind of an equal opportunity serial killer.
I believe, did he? I just think about him luring people into his car and his face. I can't.
Well, I know he murdered like an elderly woman or two.
Oh, so, yeah.
The standards were not that high, so.
It's freaking nope. Richard Ramirez, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I guess I go with BTK, so.
Yep, me too.
All right, so my next one is, would you rather be raped by a woman or a man?
Well, all right, I might have to have a question on this.
Yeah.
If I'm raped by the woman, how is it with anything hurtful?
Well, penetration is involved because I don't know if it's rape otherwise. So okay, otherwise it's just molestation if there's nothing like that involved.
I'm gonna go with Is the man hot?
You know, if it's rape, you probably
I'm the worst person alive.
Well, I mean,
no one listen to this. Everyone immediately delete this episode.
Have you ever had a rape fantasy? I know a lot of women have entertained that.
Pleading the fifth. I'm not answering.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if he has to rape you, then you're probably not attracted to him.
So that's true. I'm going to go with a female.
I would go with a man because he can only go so long. You know what I'm saying? So
whereas a very good point. Wow.
Like he's going to come after a couple minutes. Because she's probably using an object that does not have those capabilities. She could go on for like an hour. Right. So
bro, you make a real Morgan. That is a good point. See, this is why I like this show. Damn. That kind of changes things.
I
think I might. I think I might have to go with a man then, to be honest with you, because then it would be done quicker. You're right.
Yeah, a couple of interesting statistics regarding women's prisons. There is a higher rate of sexual assault in them, and you would be 40 times more likely to be sexually assaulted in a women's prison than on the street. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you changed my mind.
All right.
Good go. Okay.
Wow. All right, what's your next one?
Would you rather end death due to car accidents? Like this is like globally. Or deaths due to or end terrorism. Would you rather end death due to car accidents or end terrorism?
Well, less people die from terrorism, so I guess I'd go with the accidents.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider how many precautions are taken now against terrorism, I mean, if you're fucking 95 years old, they pull you out of the wheelchair to check your shoes at the airport. I mean, I don't know if they're going to start pulling our pants down and shoving flashlight up your asses. But I mean, I don't know when's the last time you flew, but it's a fucking hassle. So, I mean, it's very hard to carry out terrorism acts like that. But I mean, it's not going to end anytime soon, but I'll go with the car accidents just because it seems like that's more likely to happen to you than terrorism. So
okay, so a quick Google statistic: over the past decade, terrorists killed an average of 21,000 people worldwide each year.
Yeah, which is mostly happening now in the third world.
But that's what I'm saying, worldwide. Would you rather? So I'm going to go with terrorism.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
Well, there is domestic terrorism. There's that to take into account in the United States, and I don't know if that's – that.
I'm taking all terrorism into consideration, so I would rather end terrorism for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of these, you know, underground militias.
Also, car accidents, sometimes it's the people who are drinking's fault. Like, not that the people who are who are the subjects of that accident are at fault, but some of these people just shouldn't be driving. It's their own fault that they're getting into car accidents. Terrorists, people who are dying from terrorists don't have a choice. If you get in a car and you're drunk and you die in a car accident, that's your fault.
Yeah, it is totally.
It's not your fault if you die from a terrorist attack.
I could barely open a door, let alone drive a car while drunk.
No shit. But I'm going to go with ending terrorism. So
All right.
What you got next?
My next one is this one. This is another really horrifying thing.
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank you.
One is definitely, this may be an easy one because one is definitely worse than the other.
Okay.
So, would you rather be hit by a car deliberately? Like, it's not an accident. The person's like really, they want to fucking kill you with their car going at like 100 miles an hour. Or would you rather be dragged by a pickup truck with no clothes on?
Oh, hit by a car.
Yeah.
Going 100.
Yeah, I'd get hit by the car. Because actually, that's not always deadly. Like, a lot of people survive getting hit by cars, and sometimes you fall back on the hood or something like that.
Well, at least it's quick, and then you either die or you don't. I'm not being dragged. That's just torture.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you survive, like, that whole side of your body is not going to have any skin, which is just going to be fucking horrifying.
Absolutely. Skin grafts and all that, no. We're not doing that. Mm-mm. Nope. Give. I'll be hit. Thanks.
All right. What's your next one?
I'm the worst person. God, I'm so bad. Why? Would you rather end the life of a human being, like an innocent human being?
Yep.
Or 50 cute baby animals?
Well, the legal penalties for the animals is
less,
considerably less. I mean, there are consequences, but a human being, obviously, I'm going to prison for 25 years. So it would kill me inside to kill the animals. But and again, if they've been just thrown aside and no one's looking after them, maybe that's the best fate for them. I'm not going to do it sadistically. Maybe just, you know, twist their necks or whatever. Just turn out their lights, you know.
Yep. So. Do it humanely. At least it's humane. We'll get in less trouble. I'll go with that too. I didn't even know the answer to that when I wrote that. But I'm going to go with, I know, but it's really bad. But yeah, I'm going to go with 50 cute baby animals, and don't judge me. I'm sorry.
And also, if you leave them out in the forest, people just assume they died from natural nature.
I would bury them, Morgan. I had a soul.
Because they might think, you know, predatory birds or bears or something. They might just think, babies.
I'd give them all a little burial and stuff. Ugh.
Would the gravestone have a bone instead of a cross?
Probably.
Like a dog bone.
Lord knows. Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
One of the greatest newspaper comics I ever saw was, it said agnostic cemetery, and it had question marks instead of Christian crosses on all the headstones.
Love it.
I might go for that. That's kind of, and I'm an inquisitive person in general, so that would work for me.
I'm an agnostic as well, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm a spiritualist too, but they kind of go hand in hand.
Same. Yep.
All right. So my next one is, this is a real rock and hard place one.
Jesus.
Would you rather be gang raped for the dark web or killed in a snuff film? So you survive the first one, and it's horrific.
Oh my God.
And it's on the internet, and people are paying money to download it. Or in a snuff film, you're just dead. I mean, that'll probably end up in the dark.
You are way better at that. What is... son of a bitch. No, it's not. Don't even laugh right now. It's not funny. I'm very angry at you.
The silver lining of the dark web is that no one you know is going to see it, because that's just like pedophiles and other creeps who frequent those corners of the internet. So
yes, but then I'm gang raped. Obviously, let me ask a question. Obviously, it's unwilling. Okay, not saying that I'd willingly be gang raped, guys. Okay, I'm just asking. It's obviously an unwilling gang rape, correct?
I'll throw you this bone, all right? You had the option of like being knocked out for it, like giving you like the gas they give you before an operation or something, and you say,
"All right, then I'm doing the gang rape."
Or put me to sleep and go at it. Don't punch me.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. What's your next one?
Oh my God, we are seriously going to hell. There is no hell, so we're fine. Okay. Would you rather be the person who flips the switch during executions, or be the judge who decides who should be executed?
Well, funny, because I actually thought at one time, like when I was unemployed, and you ever been like desperate unemployed, like please hire me?
Yes.
I'll do anything. Well, there were times when I would hear about the death penalty in the States, and I thought, well, you know, if they need And it is, they do have a hard time finding people who will pull the switch. Even people who like hate criminals, they're still like, I can't do it. But I always thought, well, I could do it. You know, they'd probably pay me a lot of money. And if the guy didn't want to be killed, he shouldn't have murdered people or whatever he did do. So I would do it. Whereas, but at the same time, I guess if that's too hard to live with, then maybe it's better to be the judge, because sometimes
then you get to just make the decision.
Yeah. And the death penalty is often overturned. And sometimes no new evidence comes to light. And sometimes sometimes the government decides to, you know, repeal the death penalty, put it out of use. So you never know what could happen down the line. You know,
you bring up really good points, man. OK, so what's your answer?
I guess I would go. You know, maybe being the executioner would get to me after a while, because I guess no matter how evil you are, you could end up crying like a baby, and you still see, they may still have this humanity. I did see Dead Man Walking, and that was based on a true story. So I don't know, maybe it would be better for me to be the judge, just knowing, like, you know, give them the death penalty, that's what people would want, but there's no guarantee they actually get it. A lot of those people are on death row for like 15, 20.
Well, and you're seeing the facts. So you're seeing the trial. You, like, when you're doing the execution, you don't know what happened previous to that. You're just carrying it out.
It's like if you were, if one of your, well, sorry to put you in this place for the moment, but no. I mean, if one of your sons was murdered, you would probably want the judge to give the death penalty, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the judge would be doing what they imagined you would want.
Absolutely.
And, maybe other, and if the criminal killed other kids, probably the other parents would want it too. So
good call. I'm gonna go with the judge as well then, which I was previously not gonna choose, but you are intelligent and brought interesting facts. So yeah,
derailed good that.
Good job, buddy.
Okay, my next one is: did you ever see that movie, Indecent Proposal?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is similar to that, but in a really dark, fucked up human
monster. Of course it is, Morgan Rector.
So this billionaire, he's really sadistic, and he's into BDSM, but he also likes it when it like advances to just pure violence. Like, he likes to see people being tortured too. So he issues this following Indecent Proposal.
Okay.
Would you rather get whipped BDSM style every day, or you get straight out just beaten every day, just punched and kicked, and you get $1 million to do this for a year?
So, okay, say it again.
Yeah, so some sadistic billionaire issues this Indecent Proposal. Mm-hmm. So would you rather get whipped BDSM style every day?
So not hurtfully, like kind of like pleasurably every year.
Yeah, and consistent with that lifestyle, then if he's truly
consistent with BDSM rules, yeah, got you. Okay,
there would be like a safe word and all that kind of stuff, but
I get no money.
No, you get the money. Either way, you get the money. You get $1 million to do this for a whole year. Every single day, you have to go to some place and let him do this, either one of those things to you.
Oh, then I'd be BDSM style whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. But you can't just back out after like one lash. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, but I'd rather that than like aggressively beaten.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I could accept.
I mean, it would be hard to deal with for sure. I mean, you're going to have some emotional scarring probably. Yeah. But if I have to, I mean, we're in a would you rather, you have to choose situation. I'd rather it be, you know, if we're following true BDSM guidelines, actually, then your Dom technically doesn't want to, it's for pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, he's totally, he's like knee deep in that lifestyle, and he knows all the rules. And actually, for the beating, it's a similar thing in terms of, it's not set up to injure you or kill you, but you're gonna get punched and kicked and
You're gonna be a little bit, I'm definitely going with the former.
I would go with the beatings because I think it would toughen me up. Like, you know, if it got routine, I think after a while, like, after all that, to be in a bar and have some guy like punch me in the face, it's probably not going to affect me that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sticking with mine for sure. All right.
Okay, so what's your next one?
This is not funny, but okay, and we're going off like, you know, like what you said before, like off a true crime kind of, but fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have, so stupid, fight a chicken to the death every time you got into a car, or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword?
Oh, the chicken, the orangutan can kill you.
But you only have to do it once a year and you get a sword. You have to fight a chicken to the death every time you get in your car.
But it's an irrational animal. It might just lose its fucking temper and kill me. Like, have you ever seen, I once saw a picture of a chimp that had no hair. The fucking muscular definition was unreal. This guy would have given like Sylvester Stallone a run for his money.
All right, so, how many times do you get in your car a week?
Well, I don't have a car, so
how many times do you drive a week?
Well, I guess if I had a car, I'd probably be driving it, I don't know, 3 or more times a week.
So that's how many chickens you have to kill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be an irritating
thing. But then we could eat them, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So let's put that in there. Then they would be, you know what? I'll go with chicken.
Yeah, the orangutan, they're probably just as strong as chimps. And if they fight back, not only do they have those muscles, but they use their teeth and they can chew your fucking face off. Like that woman who owned a chimp, which is dumb. Don't ever own a chimp. But the chimp loved her, but still chewed her face off. So.
Unless you're like in a zoo and you know what you're doing. Yeah, don't have like a just normal, like, home-based, I'm living in my condo and I have a chimpanzee. Don't do that.
Yeah, I heard this one story about a guy who owned 3 chimps, and one of the chimps had a birthday and he decided to give it a birthday like you do with a kid, but what the fuck do chimps know about birthdays, right?
Absolutely nothing.
The other chimps see that chimp get a birthday cake, and because it's unfair in their mind, they went ballistic and they killed the owner. They're just like, fuck you.
We're gonna have to kill chickens, but then we have unlimited chicken resources. Can they be humanely raised and organic? That would be great.
The chickens?
Yeah.
Well, I think even free range chickens are pretty weird.
Free range. Hey, listen. I lived on a farm when I was little and we used to have chickens. We had this rooster that was super mean. Like, I was 4 or 5 years old and we lived on like 30 acres and I was outside playing one day and I was running the rooster was chasing me. And when I say chasing me, attack, like jumping up onto my head, pecking my head, attacking me. And I was screaming and my mother ran. This is a true story. My mother ran outside with like this big, I don't even know what it was. I don't remember. It was like a stick or a bar of some sort. And she knocked that effer in the head and killed him.
Wow.
Because he was physically attacking me.
Well, he was harming her child, right? You have to
there you go.
Yeah. So you can't, like, a rooster won't tolerate another rooster, right? You can only have one rooster.
No, we only had the one.
Yeah. Or unless you separate them through chicken wire or something like that.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so my last one.
Oh, yeah, it's your last one. Go.
Yeah. So this one has to this is actually kind of related to something you just went through, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you rather be branded with a swastika on your face or be sunburned for an entire day? So imagine what you went through yesterday on the boat, but you were like lying out in the sun like all day in like a bikini and you burn from like for like 12 hours.
I'll do that. There's no way I'm having a swastika on my face. Wait, can I get it lasered off at any point?
Well, I don't think you can do that with branding.
Branded? Oh, hell no. I'll get a sunburn.
With branding, I think, well, probably you could get like you'd have to get a skin graft. They'd have to tear.
Yeah, no, I'll deal with this. I probably dealt with that sunburn, to be honest with you. I've lived in Florida. I've had 3rd-degree burns almost from sunburns. So.
Yeah, you can still get a job with a sunburn, but not so much with a swastika.
It's going to hurt like hell. I've had some really bad sunburns when I was a little girl because it just happened. But yeah, I'm not getting branded with a swastika. Nope. I think I have a 2nd-degree burn right now on my back.
God damn it.
Yeah. What about you?
Do I burn easily?
No, what are you choosing?
Oh, yeah, my choice would be, yeah, I'd have to go with a sunburn because...
Your fair Canadian skin.
Well, even if I get rid of the swastika, it means, yeah, so I have to get the skin graft with this fucking patch on my face and look like a freak the rest of my life. I mean, that's almost as bad as the swastika.
Exactly. I mean,
if somebody did do that to your face with a swastika, you could at least tell people, like, you know, it was like a bully, like a skin.
Yeah, but then you have to explain it to everybody who's seen it. That's exhausting. I don't want to talk to people. I don't even like talking to people now. So that's way too much people talking.
And they might assume you're lying or something like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Not even happening, even close.
Okay, so that's an obvious one. So.
Okay. My last one. It's also stupid, but also hilarious. Would you rather lose all of your teeth and you cannot replace them? Okay, so you can't get dentures. Or lose a day of your life every time you kiss someone.
Yeah, I'd go with the days of my life because like years go by between me kissing people. So
not the problem, really. I'm probably going to go with that one, too, just because I'm kind of in the same boat right now. I'm sure some of our listeners might feel differently, but I'll go ahead and go with lose a day of my life every time I kiss somebody.
Yeah, if you're married, that might not be such an obvious choice. But
all married people aren't that happy either. But for you newlyweds and lovebirds, I'm sure that would be a hard choice. But not for old Morgan and I.
No.
We're a little jaded. I'm going to go with, well, unless my kids counted, because then, shit. If my kids counted, I'd have to lose my teeth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't do that to your kids.
No, I love my kisses for my kids.
Yeah, you see how great life is without kids.
You get to have teeth.
I have all these options. Well, yeah, I don't have all the teeth I used to have, but. You said no dentures, but you see.
No dentures.
But here's a wrinkle, right? If you have the money, you could get implants. So there.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
You didn't say.
Would you rather?
You didn't say no.
You're not allowed to get any teeth. No teeth. You have to be toothless.
You just said dentures. Dentures are not a replacement for teeth.
Morgan,
implants are a replacement for teeth.
I'm adding in that you're not allowed to get implants.
Well, I probably wouldn't be able to afford it anyway. They're $4,000 per tooth.
At least. They're more here, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Jesus, my crown is $550 that I need to have replaced.
Yeah, I'm supposed
to. A crown. Ridiculous. That's with insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a molar missing on both sides of my mouth, actually.
So welcome to Rachel and Morgan's dental issues and our insane, ridiculous minds. I hope you have enjoyed this Would You Rather discuss.
Yeah, I know I did.
I did too.
And please, like we said before, if you've got ideas for these, just send them to my email address, rectormedia@gmail.com. Or if you're listening on YouTube, put them in the comments and I'll make sure to read the comments.
You know what might be fun is maybe one of once a month, maybe one of the Patreon donors wins like a chance to record with us on one of these and do the Would You Rather with us.
Well, you know, that's eerie because I was thinking that earlier, too.
Are you kidding me?
Or actually, we are
on the same wavelength, my friend.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Save wavelength, except for my child-free existence.
Hey, that doesn't matter.
No, I know. It wouldn't matter if I rubbed it in. I know you love your kids, so.
Absolutely. That's fun, though. Let's think about that, you guys. That may be something to look forward to. Yes.
Do they ever, wake you up, on a Saturday, jumping on the bed? Life is wonderful. Wake up, Mommy. It's 6
Absolutely not. My children are so amazing that they know on Saturdays that I work my ass off during the week. So on Saturday mornings, the rule is you do not wake me up before 10. And I swear to you, these children are like angels. They are quiet. They get their own breakfast. They have their door closed. They're so respectful. I'm telling you, my kids are awesome. They're great.
You have the power, right? You're the parent, so you can lay down these rules. I think most of the people who are stressed out and cranky about parenting is because they don't use that power, right? They let their kids walk all over them.
Well, I mean, and I have to kind of be, even though I do have a 50-50 custody, I have to be the male and the female here, but I am a mother. Yeah. So I do lay down law. Don't get me wrong. I do lay down law. But instead of saying, like, you have to do this, I'm saying, hey, mom's worked a really hard week. I'm working for you guys. I really need to rest and I'd really appreciate it. And they're like, yes, mom. And they feel bad and they have concern and they're compassionate. So they know they're respectful enough to give me that.
Yeah.
So they're just good kids.
When you just say, because I said so, you're kind of asking for rebellion.
Yeah, you're just being a douche. So I'm explaining to them, hey, here's why I want to sleep in, and they're like, yes. And like, they'll flip and bring me breakfast sometimes in bed. They're great kids. They appreciate what I do because I let them know. I talk to them like adults, not like adults, but I tell them what's up. I'm like, hey, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Y'all need to do this. And they're like, all right, cool. And let's go fishing.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Well, thanks, partner. And you have yourself a great week.
You too, hon. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
I'm going to put some aloe on my sunburn and hopefully go to bed.
You take a cold bath too, maybe too.
Nah. Too tired. All right. Till next week.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Bye.
Later. Bye.